Welcome to the Fierce Female Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Friday, honey. You know it's French Toast Friday. It's French Fries Friday. Listen, y'all, I like French toast. Yes, I do. French toast and French fries. Now, listen, if y'all got a problem with French fries, I might be smacking on some French fries right now, but I'm not going to do that. Listen, y'all, it is the 1st of July. I'm telling you, it's July 1st. Happy 1st of the month to everybody. What y'all doing on the 4th of July? Well, I'm going to let y'all know right now, I'm going to be playing music, promoting music, and I'm going to be cooking, y'all. I got some grains I'm going to be cooking, some collard greens, some mustard greens. Yeah, I got it, honey. Mustard and turnips, yes. Macaroni and cheese, turkey ribs. I'm telling you, it's going to be going on. And guess what? And some gumbo rum, honey. Listen, y'all, it's July the 1st, 2022, 6:30 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 7:30 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Yeah, I know what I'm going to say. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone there. Rocks my socks off, honey. You know I got to push it up to the ATL, to the home team. Must give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International, the hardest working team on the planet. They are based in Zimbabwe, Kenya, East and West Africa, the UK, and Germany, and my honorary member in India, Karan Batati. And this show has been sponsored and brought to you by Gumbo Rum, GumboRum.com. That's GUBBARUM.com, GUBBARUM, GumboRum.com. Please do visit Gumbo Rum online for your rum libation needs. Y'all listen, we have two flavors. Me and Steve have two flavors. One is naturally infused with vanilla, that's Gumbo Gold. One is naturally infused with coconut, and that's Gumbo Silver. The CEO of Gumbo Rum and the founder of Gumbo Rum is Steve Agum, G-U-B-B. I always want to chew a piece of gum. Every day I keep saying his name, Steve Gum. I want to chew gum because I keep saying gum, Gumbo Rum. But y'all, listen, Steve is so busy this weekend, I am telling you. And I ain't got the address yet. Y'all, this in Boston, Massachusetts. And matter of fact, let me tell you. Well, tomorrow, on Saturday, Steve will be in Cape Town. That is for sure. He's doing a tasting today in Boston, Massachusetts, of those who have not sampled Gumbo Rum. He's doing a tasting this afternoon. Well, this evening, I should say. He's doing a tasting. So you guys that have not sampled Gumbo Rum, you can check the website as well, GumboRum.com. Check the website for any information that he may have posted on the website of where he is. He's always all over the place. So you guys, I want to keep you up to date on what's going on with Gumbo Rum and Steve. Just like, where in the world is Carmen Sandiego? Y'all remember that little cartoon? I remember that. Where in the world is Carmen Sandiego? So listen, I'm going to be letting y'all know where in the world is Steve Gum, because he'd be all over the map. Yes, he do. So listen, on tomorrow he'll be in Cape Cod doing a tasting with Gumbo Rum. And y'all know what? It's really the smoothest gum, the Gumbo Rum in the world. It really is the smoothest. Boston calls it wicked smooth. It really is. Now listen, I don't be sitting up here drinking Gumbo Rum every day. So I want to say that right now. I want to put out and let y'all know I don't drink Gumbo Rum every single day. I might be sounding a little drunk and a little kooky, but I'm not kooky. Okay, I am not kooky. Listen, y'all. Y'all know I like to entertain. Listen. I got some bad news. This dude is so bad. Listen. I want you guys to know I'm doing a redesign and a facelift on my website. It is the bomb. I got the baddest website designer out there. I really do. He's just so sweet. I can't say his name because, I got about 14 syllables in his name. So once I get it down pat on how to say his name, I'll let y'all know who he is. So listen, let me tell y'all something. He was referring to me. And I just started working with him. He's really, really great. And so he's doing a facelift on my website. And I have a Meet the Artists page. And it looks so nice. Y'all look so good up on the Meet the Artists page. So listen. And we're going to stream the artist's music from the website. It's not the Fierce Female Network. The Fierce Female Network, yes, I have too. I got several different websites. So listen, the fiercefemalenetwork.com is the site to stream for the radio show, okay? But my personal site, Adrian F. Manson, is going to have the different packages where you can get your music packages, where you can have meet the artists and get to know the artists and hear your music being played from that website, okay? Now listen, I got to say this, and there's going to be the superstars of tomorrow as well, because y'all just so doggone good. Y'all was really just pushing me. Y'all so doggone good. And I'm saying all that to say this, because this artist that's coming up, he is a superstar for tomorrow. He needs to be a one right now, because his song is the bomb, baby. This is Mr. Swan, S-W-A-N-N. His first name is J-O-N-J-O, John Joe. I like that. He's an independent artist, and I like this, too. He's a bedroom producer. He's a bedroom producer. I love it. I love it. Listen, LGBTQ. Soul and R&B vibes. Love it, love it. Look, he loves to write about bad love. Ain't that something? He says something sexy about writing about bad love. Y'all know, because we all had some bad relationships. So he keeping it real, and I just love that. I love it. Listen, inspired by so many different artists and different cultures, music is a language we can all speak about. You got that right, baby. Listen, and he does this to connect and feel with as many different people as possible, even if it's only just one. So he got the right mindset. Listen, this song is called Waves. Woo, baby, pull the water down on me. Like Teddy Pendergrass say, turn out the lights. I light a candle. But listen, y'all, this one is called Waves, Waves, Waves. Woo, sing to me, baby.
How can I keep my eyes off you, baby, when you look that damn fine? Never have I ever seen anything like it in my life. Ooh, you're one of a kind, yes you are. How can I keep my lips off your body when you taste so damn sweet? Never have I ever had such candy. Ooh, what a treat.
Call me by your name when we're up in flames. Turn this bed into an ocean. You can ride on the waves. Call me by your name when we're up in flames. Turn this bed into an ocean. You can ride on the waves.
In your favorite cake night. Oh, it's tonight. It's all about you, babe. Baby, baby, I'll be there at 8. I'll bring you flowers and your favorite cake night. I promise tonight. It's all about you, babe.
By your name.
When we're up in flames. Turn the bed into an ocean. You can ride on the waves. Call me by your name. When we're up in flames. Turn the bed into an ocean. You can ride on the waves. Yeah, yeah, yeah. With me, baby. Just me, or is it getting a bit hot in here? Whew.
Call me by your name, ride these waves with me, baby. Ooh, call me by your name, ride these waves with me, baby.
Oh, don't that just melt y'all hard? You know, I had to just dial it down for a minute. That's Waves. You know, Mr. Swan, S-W-A-N-N. Yes, Horny. Superstars of Tomorrow. I love that song. I am telling you, Superstars of Tomorrow. Listen, he's going to be on my webpage. Now, listen, we're working on this. It's going to be one web page. Now, the Superstars of Tomorrow is not going to be a full-blown site. It's going to be a one-page web page. Superstars of Tomorrow will be listed on the page, and it'll have a player so individuals can hear your music. And then the streams, you know, the streams is going to go right back to your Spotify profile. If you're on Spotify or whichever streaming profile that you're using, the artist is. So those streams go back to your profile because y'all know how hard it is to get those listens and those streams. So this will be a way where artists can get their streams up on their Spotify profile. People can visit the Superstars of Tomorrow and they can listen to your music, you know, and then it'll count towards your Spotify profile. It'll go straight to the independent artists. And this is what this is all about because I love me some music, baby. I love me some music. And whatever I can do to help independent artists, honey, I'm right there. Johnny on the spot. I'm just like roll. Brother, beep, 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 beep. I'm coming. Listen, I'm that kind of girl. You know, I got you, baby. Listen, up next is J.D. the Poet. I ain't playing about that. So J.D. the Poet, y'all check this out. I'm going to be rolling. Now, J.D. the Poet, now this is what we got. He is super fly, baby. He is an up-and-coming singer, songwriter, musician, and electronic pop artist based in the Sunshine State of Florida. Get my ticket, J.D. You in Florida? Okay, I need to get there in the winter because Chicago, y'all know how Chicago is in winter. It's like, whoa, it's cold. So listen, I'm going to be doing, this is J.D. the Poet, okay? So coming up first is Contagious. Is anybody out there contagious? Y'all know what? See, my personality is contagious. I get out there and I talk to everybody. You know what I mean? But now some people I don't because some people energy is like, now look, I'm going to play the song Contagious. I'm going to say this real quick. Now, this happened just this morning. I like to get up early and go for a morning walk. Listen, I was doing my walk and a young lady was coming across the gas station. She stopped the car and she got out. And I mean, she was looking like Dick the Bruiser. She didn't. Now, get me right. She did not look like Dick the Bruiser. Her energy and her spirit was spewing like she was Dick the Bruiser. So, of course, I was a ways off from her. But I was like, oh, Lord. Looked like she was ready to start chopping grass or something. And listen, she wasn't but maybe about 4 feet tall and weighed about maybe 100 pounds. I could have thrown her across the fence and kept on walking. You know what I mean? So, listen. Anyway, here comes Contagious. And that's Contagious. It's going to be off the rails. Contagious. And some people that's contagious is kind of off the rails. Listen, this is Contagious by J.D. the Poet, baby.
Conspiracy or just superstition, either way I got my suspicion. They'll vaccinate the community, won't
All right, that is Contagious, Contagious by J.D. the Poet. You know, he got the right idea because there's a lot of contagious stuff going on. You know, we come out of the pandemic, and I know y'all heard about the virus among the chicken and whatnot. It's like, what in the Sam Hill world? Now, what's coming up next is Off the Rails. The name of the song is Off the Rails. Y'all check this out. Going Off the Rails. And you know what? That's funny because that song, Going Off the Rails, that's a nice little segue what I'm about to say. So that's Going Off the Rails with J.D. the Poet, J.D. the Poet. And, you know, people do go off the rails. And, you know, something, when you're in the music business, you really got to be realistic. You got to be realistic. You know, and you know, I really even hate to go get into this, but you really do. You got to be realistic, y'all. you know, you got to work your plan and let your plan work for you. Okay, you know, your music and your talent is phenomenal. It's the talent that's going to open the door. You know, that's right. The talent is going to open the door. But you got to have a marketing plan. You got to have a business plan. You know, I know it sounds rough because we're all creative people. We're really creative people. And a lot of times we don't like to deal with the marketing and the business. But you got to do that. You got to do that. And the talent is going to open up the door. But you got to be realistic, too. Everybody wants to be sunshine superstars overnight. And y'all know it don't happen like that. Somebody just today. Now, I get this a lot. Everybody thinks they got the next big song. They think they got the smash hit. You know, now listen, I got this yesterday. This person sitting there, I'm not saying no names or nothing like this, but now this really actually happened. This person sent me a text, and he says, well, they wanted him to give his song to Maroon 5. Now, this don't even sound for real, but this is what he says. This is what he's telling me. He says his song is Sky's the Limit. Sky's the Limit is getting the most plays. And he's saying that he has asked Scott, you know, if you got your music registered with Ask Scott BMI, that's how you're getting your royalties on a reel in the correct way. You got to be registered with BMI and Ask Scott so you can get paid and get your check and your coins, right? Now, listen. He's saying, Ask Scott told him to give his song to Maroon 5. Did y'all hear that? Told him to give his song to Maroon 5. And when I went to his YouTube page to look and see how many views he had like 6,000 views. And so he was asking me, did I have about 2 million people listening to my, 2 million. He wanted to know if 2 million folks were listening to my, he wanted to do a music promotion. He wanted to know if 2 million folks were listening to my show every day. And I'm like, Now listen, y'all know I'm entertaining. But listen, if I had 2 million folks chiming in and listening every day, do y'all know something? I'd be sitting up on CNN News somewhere. Now listen, y'all know how this goes. You know it takes time. I get a lot of, now listen, on the real, I get a lot of listens every day, and it's always different. Y'all know how the internet works. One day you might get 300 listens, depending on how popular your show is. Some days I might get 1,200 people listening in. Daily, because the numbers change every day. And sometimes, depending on who you got on there, you know, if I get one of the celebrities, you know, and sometimes I don't even have time to really talk to them like I used to. There's one celebrity that I really love. Y'all know this guy. But he bees on Blue Blood all the time. I just love him. He's so sweet and friendly. And so when he comes on, of course, you know, as popular as the artist is, it brings him into the show. So this particular person that bees on Blue Blood, you know, when I get him on, of course you're going to get maybe a 500,000 people that wants to stream and listen to the show. So that's just the way it goes, you know. And so the guy wants to know, well, you got too many folks listening every single day. Nah, I ain't got no 2 million people listening in every single day. So anyway, I'm just going off the rails. So listen, y'all. We all got to be realistic. We all got to be realistic. You got to be realistic. And so I don't know where he got that from, that they told him to give his song to Maroon 5 for free. How you going to give your music to, you know, that don't even sound for real. Now, I'm reading this right here. I'm reading it as I'm telling you. I'm reading it. He says that wants to give it to Maroon 5 for free. And he says, I did not do that. Of course, who's going to do that? Who's going to sign it? Now, you know, if Maroon 5 makes a song, you know you're going to get, and he's just so stop it, because you know you got to be paid. You know you got to get a check. You're going to give your song to somebody. Yeah, now you're going to get a check. So why in the Sam Hill world would you give your song to somebody free? And, you know, somebody like Maroon 5, everybody knows Maroon 5. Why would you give it to them free? I guess he feels like they're telling him, give it to Maroon 5 for free, because you know you're going to get paid on the royalties. Baby, it don't work like that. So anyway, let me keep it rolling. Let me keep it rolling. This one is on the come up, and that's what he's trying to do. He's trying to get on the come up. And I'm going to tell y'all something about on the come up. People will, let me explain something to you. People will try to use you for the come up. And it don't work like that either. You got to recognize when somebody is pulling on your coattail for a come up. You know, you can't let people ride your coattail just to come up. Now, if you don't understand what a come up is, it's like this. It's almost like, okay, say for instance, you're just getting into a business, and then maybe somebody introduced you to someone, or you just start texting someone or tweeting with someone that has a higher profile public figure, maybe a public figure, and you want to latch on to them to help you come up to where you're trying to get to. Now, people not doing it. They ain't doing that. They not doing that. That's on the come up. So listen, that means you have not put in your time. You have not put in your work. You have not put in your sweat. What you're trying to do is latch on to a public figure that will help you come up real quick so you don't have to do the work. No, but people ain't doing that. And people recognize a come up person like that. People ain't doing that. They not doing that. So listen, that's on the come up, and the name of the song is On the Come Up. On the come up by JD the Poet. Now listen, you got to understand the flip side on the come up. Now when I was talking about on the come up, that's people that's trying to ride coattails. Now his song on the come up, he's talking about you putting in the work, putting in the elbow grease, and you on the come up because you working for yours, baby. That's what you do it. Like he say, you on the come up, you working for yours. You know what I'm saying? And see, listen, when you on the come up and you doing it on the right way, you surround yourself. You got a good circle. You got a good circle that you are in. You got great energy, great people in your circle. They got great energy, great spirit. You know, everybody is trying to help one another, and y'all on the come up together. You on the rise. You know what I mean? It's like power to the people. You know what I mean? You got to do it right. And see, when you got the right circle, They got the right energy and the right spirit. Everybody in the circle has the right spirit. Everybody, it's no jealousy. You know what I mean? See, listen, when a group of people is really trying to work together and get somewhere in this world, he ain't got time for jealousy. There's no time for jealousy. There's no time for spirits and of animosity. You ain't got time for that. You know what? You got to be on the right frequency. You got to be on the right level. No time for animosity. No time for jealousy. Because you know what? When we operate in the spirit realm, we understand that that type of spirit pulls you down, and it works against you. When you have spirits of jealousy and animosity, it works against you, and that's a pull. That's a pull on your energy, and that's a pull on your spirit. You don't want that, because then you got to go a little hard. That's resistance. That is resistance. When you're coming against somebody with resistance, you don't need that. You don't need that. So listen, I got another song that's coming up. This is Capo Vibes. Y'all check this out. This is Move, 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 Move.
Praises. Designer on me, cause I won't give up, cause I don't wanna be none. Days are golden, everyone jumping, yeah. Send me an appointment if you don't want me, I don't really give up. Yeah, hoy te culo, como se vale es duro. No te voy yo mucho, sex now fumo like a real duro. Yeah, sure puro, mami got wet like a puro. Where's your regular child, suck on my mouth like a goddamn loophole, yeah. Get ready my tribe, Cabo is coming, get ready to vibe. She be up on me like Greasy your wife, cause I really want her, stop begging me why. Yeah, tell me my gun, who you thinking of holding a gun? Pretty little cat, she is the one, call me Ash cause I just won. Yeah, hoy te culo, como se vale es duro. Mara be boy yo mucho, flex now fumo like a real noodle. Yeah, share real puro, mommy got wet like a puro. Might as well drop that puro, suck on my mind like a goddamn loophole. Yeah.
People, that is Move. I like that. They got a smooth vibe to it. Yes, that song can definitely go somewhere. Love it, love it. That is by Capo Vibes. Check it out. He is from Sicily, Italy. He now lives in Canada. He's always had a passion for music. At the age of 15, Capo took his passion into DJing, which later on took him into music production and audio engineering. Listen, you're gonna hear some more music from Capo. Capo, baby, Capo. Okay, y'all know I like to entertain. I don't never stop entertaining. Listen. Okay, so Capo going to have some more music from him later on today and tomorrow. I love that song, Move, Move, Move. Got a real nice vibe to it. You know, it's like you could hear that song just playing in a club somewhere. You really could. So, listen, y'all, I'm pretty much out of time. I got to get on up out of here. I got to find out where Steve is with the gum and rum, y'all. I might have me a little taste of gum and rum on the holiday on the 4th of July with a whole lot of water. So, look, this is the way I drink my gum and rum. This is the way I do it, y'all. I have a bone. Listen at me now. Listen at me really good. I have a teaspoon of gum and rum in my cup and a glass of water and ice. Okay, and then I stir. Okay, and then I put the Kool-Aid in. And then that's my gum and rum drink. Okay, now listen, if you want that recipe, let me tell you to you again. Listen, you have your glass. You have your glass, people. You put a teaspoon of gum and rum. Y'all know I'm entertaining, right? Okay, so listen, you put a teaspoon of gum and rum in your glass, a glass of water, your ice, and your Kool-Aid, and then you stir, okay? And then it's real smooth. So listen, for people that can really take it down, that can really take it down, used to stuff like, you know, Hennessy and all like that, you take your gum and rum straight, you know, dry or wet, and you take it down like this. That's how y'all take y'all gum right. Listen, y'all, I'm out of time. Y'all know I like saying time. So listen, I got to get up out here. In the words of the famous Don Cornelius, peace, love, and soul.
You motivated. You motivated. You winning, winning. You know they hate it.
She's
hold up.
Fierce. Fierce. She's fierce. 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 Fierce.
She's woo, that girl from fierce. A...